And joining Melissa and me in the studio are NPR's national political correspondent, Mara Liasson. Hi, Mara.
Hello, Robert.
And our senior Washington editor, Ron Elving. Welcome back, Ron.
Good to be with you.
Let me ask both of you. We've heard from our reporters what the campaigns are saying. What's actually riding on the Pennsylvania primary? Can somebody do enough here to impress enough superdelegates to make a big dent in the totals?
Well, if Barack Obama won, he could certainly impress them. I think it would be the end right then and there. He could sew it up. I don't think that's going to happen. I think that if she wins by double digits, she could impress them enough to have them hold their powder, or keep their powder dry, I guess is the metaphor.
Hold their fire?
Hold their sun. Don't do anything until the end of the primary
Whites
season.
Of eyes
what
that,
what
yeah,
he wants right. to, yes, all those metaphors and more. What she wants to do, of course, is prevent a big surge of superdelegates swinging his way. He's gotten the steady trickle ever since Super Tuesday. She'd like to freeze it in place until hopefully something else bad about him will come up.
Ron?
This has been the strategy, really, for the Clintons since Super Tuesday, and that is if they can just wait it out, if they can just tough it out, and they have been tough, then perhaps enough bad things will happen to Barack Obama that they can make the case that even though he may have more in the tallies, the pledged delegates, the total delegates, the vote, the states, they have the momentum in terms of November, and they're a stronger candidate against McCain in the key states.
The argument, though, is how damaging, how bruising is this ongoing protracted battle between these two Democratic candidates?
I think it's enormously bruising, and I do think that it has hurt them because you're seeing the number getting higher and higher among Democrats who say if their favorite does not win, they will not vote with the Democrats. They'll switch over to McCain. But that does not necessarily mean that we cannot see the translation of this race into a Democrats versus Republican race in the fall. That would set up a completely different contrast.
You know, just to be contrarian about that, I have been exposed to an alternative view today, which said it's not damaging because they're being so nasty to each other and bringing all these things up. It's damaging because there's no end in sight. In other words, isn't it better that Barack Obama finds out about William Ayers now than in October in a debate with John McCain and gives an equally tepid answer then? Isn't it better that he get his ducks in a row
seasoning
now?
And the testing,
well, or at least finds out, you know, gets a dry run of the kind of things that they're going to throw at him so he can come up with a better answer than he has been.
Ron, you raised this notion of voters for Hillary Clinton say who say now they would not vote for Barack Obama in November. Would you expect that those opinions in April, where we are now, would be very, very different from what you might hear from a voter in the beginning of November?
Theoretically. And in the past, we've seen such as in 2000, where Al Gore's supporters said they would not support Bill Bradley and vice versa. In the end, those kinds of resentments fade away if enough time is allowed. And, of course, the Bill Bradley candidacy ended quite early in 2000. We saw something of the same thing between Kerry and Edwards. In 2004, they went on the ticket together, and that went away entirely. But there have been other cases. 1980, Jimmy Carter versus Teddy Kennedy. When Kennedy supporters did not get their nominee, some of them did not vote for Jimmy Carter. And we saw the same thing in 1972 with Hubert Humphrey's supporters, in many cases, deciding George McGovern was not their kind of guy and deserting the Democratic Party.
In that case, in the Humphrey-McGovern case, there was a gigantic issue dividing Democrats, the Vietnam War. In 1980, there really wasn't between Kennedy and Carter. I try to remember what the gigantic issue was, and I can't think of it, really. This time, there seems to be no big issue. It's simply a matter of which leader would you prefer for the party among Democrats.
You could say that in 1980, the big issue was Jimmy Carter himself mm-hmm. and his presidency. And in this particular incidents, I think you could probably argue that the personalities of Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama are becoming that kind of dividing issue.
Okay. Ron Elving and Mara Liasson, we'll be hearing more from you.